working, you heard?
Blog Talk Radio.
Where you feel like we're me, where I'ma feel like we're. Where you feel like we're me, where I'ma feel like we're. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. She ain't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. She ain't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Class, girl a boss. We a floss up class, them a come cross. And a brace on the boss, I'm a not laugh. Well tough, me not soft. This ain't a job, me and make a move, check a shot. No, we never run, we ever write paragraph. Everything we wear, stuff, we book, not a stuff. What kind of class that they in a and a cuff? You make bubbles laugh. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. She can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. She can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Shirt clean, got my jeans at the knees. White tees, well bad, no disease. Watch the blue sweat, she down like a bun pon the cheese. And it well tough, yeah it off the clothes, not be squeeze. Moving in a one and it's a kick, Japanese. Everybody freeze, chain below, zero degrees. Green sleeves, so we run the whole place with it. Get the money necessary enemies. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. Can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. Can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a.
Punk our queen, where you feel like we're me, where I'ma feel like we're. Can't see my dirty, where you feel like we're me, where I'ma feel like we're.
Our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. Can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. Can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Class, girl a boss. We a floss up class, them a come cross. And a brace on the boss, I'm a not laugh. Well tough, me not soft. This ain't a job, me and make a move, check a shot. No, we never run, we ever write paragraph. Everything we wear, stuff, we book, not a stuff. What kind of class that they in a and a cuff? You make bubbles laugh. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. Can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a. Punk our clocks and skinny jeans. Some bad t-shirt from Philippines. Can't see my dirty, you have to see my clean. All girl you will see, in a film scheme, in a.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy Fly Gaza, Mind Star Monday. You already know the vibes, man. You either tuned in or you tuned out. 929-477-2425 is where the independent artist matters the most. We do this 7 days a week, no days off, Monday through Sunday, repeated every week. So definitely slide through. Come show yourself some support because we definitely let you promote yourself. If you have any promo or anything like that, just make sure you tap in. You know what I mean? We got shows in different places in the United States. So make sure you tap in. I do got a special guest tonight, y'all. You know what I mean? He goes by the name of Gaza Rick. You already know the fucking vibes. I'm about to bring my mans on right now. Hey, yo.
Bop, bop, bop. What's going on?
Bop, bop. Wagwan. Up to the time.
Wagwan. Timeless. Yo, different thing going on tonight, dog. You already know.
Man. Let the world know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Ooh.
Yo. Yo, you there, boss? Yo. All right, so check this out. I don't know if his weather's bad where he's at, but we're going to spin some music right now. Make sure y'all tune in, y'all. 929-477.
Hello?
There he go. 2425. There he go.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Bud. All right.
Sorry about that. You know, the weather's good. There's nothing to do with the weather. We just got a little line mixed up here. That's all.
All
right. Hello?
Bet.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Gaza Rick,
man. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm good.
All right.
You hear me?
Bet. Locked in. Sorry for that, y'all. Yeah, we good. I hear you clearly. The question was, let the world know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
I'm Gaza Rick. I'm from the world, from all over. I'm not a stationary person. I'm originally from the Bronx. Okay, so those who are listening in that are from the Bronx, big up the Bronx, the whole New York, Brooklyn, Queens, like I said, I'm from all over. Done a lot of security, a lot of bodyguard work with a lot of artists throughout the years. Started my career down with the hip-hop world and the R&B. Worked myself up to the Caribbean. The Caribbean embraced me, took me in. That's where I got my name from, Gaza Rick. And I'm here to talk a little bit about a lot of artists that are coming up now, young artists that are coming up. I do a lot of following on Instagram and a lot of media, and I see them and I see what they're doing, and I'm proud of them that they, you know, they're making it out there. They want to make it out there with the right direction, but a lot of the things that they put up on the media is what kills them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want to talk a lot about that. Do you understand what I'm saying, Gaza?
Yes, sir, and that's what we're here today. Yeah, I'm hearing you, boss. And that's what we're here to talk about today, man. We're going to drop some gems on basically, you know what I'm saying, on Gaza Rick's point of view. He's been in the game for a while. If you don't know, if you know, you know. Put it like that. I know they're listening. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now. Much respect, much big ups to all of y'all, man. I seen a lot of y'all grow under this man's wing, just like me. You know what I mean? So everybody's doing their thing, man. Shout out to everybody. It's too many to motherfucking shout out. But we definitely going to talk about that. Listeners, if you want to be a part of the show and talk about it with us, the number is 929-477-2425. We're here with Gaza Rick. I'm your boy, Fly Gaza. This is For The Record Radio. Let's get it. Hey, yo, let me ask you my first question before we really get deep into it, Gaza Rick. Let the world know when you started to take the security business so serious.
Oh, this was back in 88, back in 1988. That's how long, far back I go. I go back with when DJ Kool Herc was out there doing his thing, and did a lot of walks with him, with a lot of shows that he was involved in. Started with that, and I just jumped straight into the hip-hop world doing their security. I was working secondary security as I was working with them. I learned a lot on the road trips, you understand? I don't want to name names and stuff like that because it's not right. It's not fair for me to talk about them. But my walk in the music world was very big, and let me tell you something, that I seen a lot of do's and do nots. That's what we're going to talk about, a lot of do's and do nots. You know, when you start making that money out there, you rapping, singing, whether you're in R&B or you in opera, it just doesn't matter whatever type of music you're in. A lot of us start off young, so we see that money and we just start splurging, showing it on the gram, showing it on TikTok, showing it here and there. As you're driving in your car, you posting stuff up. You got to understand, a lot of people follow you, and it's kind of dangerous out there, not only for you, but whoever's watching your back, whether it's your bodyguard or your boy. You know, that's another topic we're going to speak about, because of your travels with your entourage. You know, I know we want to splurge, we want to show that we're making money, but You should spend it on the right stuff, whether it's the person who dresses you up, whether it's the person who's going to do your hair, shave you, your main squeeze to travel with her. You know, a lot of them are young and they're going through girls here and there. There's going to be a lot of fans jumping at them and want to do things with them. They got to play it smart. They got to play it very smart when they're out on the road, you know. And the managers, the role managers, got to really set and put their foot down, you know. Even though you feel the artist is your boss and it's what he says or he's going to get rid of you, well, get rid of me. You know, that's the way I see it. If you don't like the way I roll, I'm too tough, I'm too FBI-ish, if that's what you want to call it, then let me go. Because we can't walk. You know, having control of an entourage as you're doing a role managing or managing is tough. It's tough because they won't listen to anybody but the artist. You know, sometimes some artists make it very hard for you on the road. You know, I have dropped artists off just because, and not even want to roll with them again because the way they roll, and then I have to speak with them and redo our contract on our walk. You know, entourage plays a real big role when you're rolling, and that puts a hurting on a promoter's pocket. Also, when you're traveling with too many people, sometimes you got to roll, depending how big you're getting, depending how much your payroll. Remember, it's a money chain. You got to pay everybody. You understand? Whether they shine your shoes, tie your shoes, everybody needs to get paid. You understand? So when you walk with your entourage, you're spending a lot of your money on them by buying and popping bottles and stuff like that. You know, you got to think about it. When you're traveling, you know, and it's just, it's dangerous out there, you know, and it's sad when you have a professional walking with you and not your homeboy from around the corner. You know, you want professionals walking with you, guys that know what they're doing, that have had time on the job doing it. You understand? It could be stressful unless you make it work for you. You understand? The type of job that I do, traveling with artists, it could get kind of stressful, you understand, because your eyes got to be sharp, your ears got to be sharp. Remember, you dress the part, you look the part, and you got to play the part. And you know, if you have an artist that it's always getting involved in stuff, you know what you got in your hands. You know, so it's your choice. You got to make a choice. You got choices to make. We got choices to make in life of what you're going to follow. You understand now? You can listen to me, or you can do what you want. It just doesn't really matter. This is the way I roll. You understand when I roll? And I've rolled with big hip hop artists that were tough out there. You understand? They did it right, and they actually singing their lives or rapping about their lives about what they did. You see, that's the safety part of it. What they did. And they made it to where they're at. They are totally different people. You understand? They're not that little dude in the corner that was selling dimes and $10 bags to try to climb up. You understand what I'm saying? They're not doing that anymore. If they did it, they did it. And now they rap about it, and we laugh about it, and we sing about it, and you know, we talk about what they're singing out in the world. Some artists haven't walked that walk, but they still rap it because they came from the hood, from that hood. But it was that one dirty kid down the block that was watching everybody else and making a big difference about it, making money out of it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stories out there, what they call history. You understand? Which is his story. You understand? Like the same thing what I'm saying, my story, his story. You know, and everybody has one. Everybody has a history. You understand? Now, it's good when you put it out there and try to not promote yourself. You actually giving advice for those who are coming up. You got a lot of young guys out there that have their best friend because they owe them a trip, take them with them, you know, to roll with them, you know. You need professionals to walk with you at the same time as you're walking with an entourage that you just want to, you know, take them around the world because they've never been there. Believe me, I've been in the Caribbean game for a long time, and I seen artists travel with guys just because they could get them off the islands and show them something new in the world. You understand what I'm saying? And
real
cool.
Talk, though.
It's cool, but at the same time, let me tell you something. When you travel with a Caribbean artist, the Caribbean artist, everybody that walks with them, whether it's the guy that's just a roadie, just traveling, he's going to have a job. He's going to have a job to do. You understand? Not everybody that walks with him walks around free. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, there's a lot of artists that feel that they don't need the security. They got it because they're so popular, and they got it, and they're becoming popular, and they don't need the security, and they get tagged. They get tagged. You understand? Security is just a deterrent. It's not like, you know, just because you got a security, it's going to stop things from happening. But it is a sign of deterrent, especially if you're traveling with the right person. Traveling with the right person that's paying attention. Man, let me tell you, a lot of nights that I didn't sleep when I was with my client, with clients that I didn't sleep because I wanted to make sure my job was done correctly. You understand? I would stand in front of their door. If they had the suite, I was in the living room. You know, sometimes it's a little uncomfortable ride, but you got to make it comfortable for yourself, especially when they're paying you. You understand? And it's not going to be just because he's got a suite, you're going to get a suite. It doesn't happen. You know, I've traveled to places where I got the smallest room that was like a little closet. You understand? And I've traveled a lot. I've traveled all over the world, you know. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal out there, Gaza. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, yo. This shit, man, if y'all didn't catch anything this man said, y'all
Before you continue, I want to thank you for that introduction with the song. That was awesome because that's a big part of my life. You understand?
Major fact,
they
don't have a clue yet, man.
I want to thank you for having me on the show, you know, and all the artists that I've worked with and stuff like that, you know, the world boss, you know, we need to bring him up. You understand
free
what I'm saying?
Boss,
those who don't know who world boss is, Rise Cartel, that's the band. He's the king of dance hall, you know, and I did a lot of traveling with him, and a lot of my walk, you know, that I did in the hip-hop world and everything was very, very different when I started working with the Caribbean, you understand, and I started traveling. I mean, I was in the ghetto traveling and learning things from it, you understand, where I would travel around the world and with him, with the world boss, and he would walk me into all the ghettos. You understand? Sometimes when you think you're doing security for someone, they're actually securing you. You understand? You got to know when, what hat to wear in certain places when you're traveling. You know, I got this thing that it's my pocket friend where I get to learn all the laws of everywhere I travel, whether it's in the Caribbean, whether it's in South America. You know, it's very, very useful, you know. And it's a little book, and it tells you about all the laws in all the different countries, all the different states, everywhere you travel, you know. And I call that the bodyguard's best friend, you know. And, you know, it all depends how you want to call the person. You can say, oh, I got security, I got bodyguard, or I got somebody I walk with. You understand what I'm saying? And you have a lot of artists that really need it. And for those who say that don't need it, you know, they're just lying to themselves. You always need those extra eyes besides your entourage to travel with you. You know. And if we got some listeners out there that know what I'm talking about, they could call in. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely. Callers, do not hang up, y'all. He's dropping gems tonight. This is what it's about. And I definitely agree with you guys, Rick. I believe at a certain level, you know what I mean, meaning what your bank account is holding, once you reach that level, I believe you do need security. And I mean, don't matter how tough you are, Ain't no bullet gonna stop. It ain't gonna stop a name. The name ain't gonna stop the bullet. Excuse me.
No.
In the world that we living in right now, it's like once you make it to a certain level, that's kind of a pattern that's happening with a lot of big artists. You know, everybody knows. If you know, you know. I ain't gonna name no names, but there's a lot of artists in about the last 2 years alone who has lost their life to gun violence. You know what I mean? Let's put it like that, to gun violence. And if they had security tight, you know what I mean? We could always say maybe, because they're not here now. But maybe if they had their security tight, that situation could have been avoided. So my suggestion is, y'all, if you get to that level, you're going to need security.
So let me tell you, and it's not just having security. It's having security that knows what they're doing, that know how to speak, which it's a term called verbal judo. You understand what I'm saying? Well, you don't have to really pull out your weapon or your baton, your mace, whatever you're allowed to carry at that particular time or wherever you're at. You understand what I'm saying? There's different tactics that we travel with, you understand, whether it's a pen, whether it's a pencil, somewhere where you can't really have an arm. You know, you have to know how to defend yourself, you know, close contact quarters, you understand? Most of your time as a security is close contact. You have to be there. You need to pay attention. You need to be right there that you can handle your business real quick. Whatever problem is going on, whether it's, you know, how to de-escalate a problem, you know, without no violence and stuff like that. You have to know who you're traveling with. It's not automatically, yo. That man's got to handle his business, protect his client. Now, sometimes you have clients, like I've said before, that they very rowdy and it's about them and don't worry about it and blah, blah, blah. And you have to know how to have that conversation with your client. You see, it's talking with the client. A lot of clients, there's clients that you can't even talk to. You know, they don't even want to talk to you, you know. But if you make it your business to show them who you are, they will talk to you, especially if you're their main guy, if you're their main security, because some artists need 4 and 5 security, 10 security, you understand, depending where they're going. You know, I mean, 50 Cent went to Jamaica, and he had, buku security, you understand what I'm saying, to travel with. That's not, you know, I don't care what it costs. This is what it is. You know, if it's about my life, this is what it is. And 50 Cent was one of them that traveled with, you know, a lot of bodyguards when he was going out to the islands and stuff like that. And he didn't mind paying for it. His life was more important than anything else in the world. You understand what I'm saying? If he didn't do things the way he did them, you know, I'm happy for him. That's one of my hip-hop artists that I really, really admire is him, you know, 50 Cent. And he used to do a lot of things I don't know about now, because I don't really follow behind him like that now, but he grew up from a lot of things, and he got into business. Puffy was another one that got into business, and from when he was young, you know, he knew what to do, and he did what he did. You understand what I'm saying? And those are the greats. You know, those are names that I'm throwing out there that are the greats that made it out there, made it into their business, and pushed it on. You understand? Paid their people very well. That's what's got to go in the budget. That's what's got to go in the budget. If it's 30 security, 10 security, they weren't cheap about it, and they got it done, and they survived through their games. You understand? They survived through their games. It's not only in the music world. It's any type of business. Because there is a diamond business, and you're traveling with security, you got to know how to act. You know, because you're not only putting your security in jeopardy. You understand when you don't act correctly. You understand? Because now he has to de-escalate problems, where then the entourage gets, once they see you get all nutty, they get all nutty. It makes it hard, you know. But, Vice Cartel. Listen, Vice Cartel, the world boss. That man there.
Hold on. Gather Rick. Hold on. They not ready for that conversation. Hold on. We gonna get to that.
Okay.
We gonna get to that. Yo, free the world boss. You know the fucking vibes, Block guys at Gather Rick.
You know that.
We here. Callers, do not hang up. I see you. We gonna spin a song and we gonna talk this vibes talk for the record. You heard? And yo, make sure y'all free the boss, man. Stop playing around. Y'all playing games. You know what I mean? That man is still doing his thing. Real shit.
There you go, the world
Shout out
boss.
To the kids. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. You feel me? Little Addy. You know the fucking vibes, man. We here. Yo, we going to play. Yo, you remember this independent artist? Let me see. Mr. Gaza Rick. You remember an artist? He's also a producer. He's from the Bronx. He goes by the name of Obanga. Does that ring a bell?
Obanga. Bop. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo, we're about to spin his new track right now. Shout out to the Brody. That man is amazing. We've seen that kid grow from studio to what he does now. If you do not know, now you know. Tune in on your
when
fucking
we were building,
down, stupid.
When we were building computers.
Talking about it, G. Real shit.
Yeah, when we were building computers into a little studio, that's where he comes from.
Real shit, Obanga. Salute to all the grinders. Obanga, right now. Yeah. This is Oceans. Let's get it.
Roger 767. I think we just hit the G spot. 10-4-46. Open it. Hold on.
You got me riding your ways. I don't run games, but I guess these tricks when I'm up in it. Talk about you. Ain't gonna lie, you got a lot of that, and I got a ship. Big ship, in case you wanna know the race. She said, don't get in the water if you do, I'll gladly. Many niggas try, but they not on my seat. Baby, I know what to do to make it real, but I'm brick. Watch all your legs shake, it's coming like rain down on me. But I got my car falling down in your deep end all day, all day. Girl, you got the ocean, and I need some water. Don't leave me thirsty like that. Girl, I'm coming down to check you. Tryna surf all in your ways too. And I rap and lie you. I don't need no rescue. In that water, I'm like Shato. Girl, I have you thinking. Papa boy, they don't let me lose it. She need me in her life, that's my boo thing. Anything I want, she do for me, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Every time I come around, I have you feeling overwhelmed, trust me. Let me go down in your juice. Giving you that juice. Don't ever wanna feel a drought. Every time you come around, I just wanna let you know that. Hold up, I ain't finished, I had to bring it back. Only been 2 years, but it feel like we done hit 10 last. You know my body like nobody, and that's a big fact. Let's get it started, I want pause, don't make me get on my knees. Begging you please, you're all I need. You know what I'm asking you. Girl, you got the ocean, and I need some water. Don't leave me thirsty like that. Go ahead, baby, show. Bring me your water, boy. You know I like it like that, that.
Yeah, you already know, Obanga, Ocean, What you know about that, huh? Tune in or you tuned out, you heard? Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy Fly Guys of BX in the building. You either tuned in or you tuned out. For the Record Radio is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza. We here with my man, Gaza Rick. And you know, Gaza Rick, you good? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yo, I want to ask you a question. How do you get that and I didn't get it?
Because I'm Fly Gaza. Now, let me
Fly Gaza approved. This is Fly Gaza approved. That's what I wanted to hear.
But honey, that's a fact, though. You know what I mean?
I'm your guest, but I had a question for you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
definitely a fact, man. Yo, I never forget where I come from. I started with the guys from where everybody in the hood in the Bronx, man, and it just elevated to more than I thought. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Callers, do not hang up. I see y'all. Yo, Gaza Rick, you ready to talk to the people or what?
Yes, sir. Come on, I'll take the first call. First caller.
Let's see who it is. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do? You live.
This big man, Tiger Lee, come bullshit with me. How you doing there, Gaza Rick?
I'm doing just great, sir. I hear I'm talking to an OG, huh?
That's what it is. I hear you, my brother, from one OG to another. You feel me? I dig
yes,
your experiences,
sir.
Man. I ain't never been a security guard or anything like that. There work security, but you know everybody's experience is a little different in this life. Let me ask you a quick question, Gaza Rick.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of your most memorable experiences as a working security for some of the artists?
Well, one of my greatest experience, even now, because I had the pleasure of working with Lil' Kim and Biggie Smalls when they first came out, and I had the pleasure of working with them. Okay, and that was like a big deal, especially after his life story.
Right.
I experienced some of his life story. You understand? That's like
right.
it's even standing up hairs on my arm right now, my back, just speaking about
right.
it because I could see myself right there present right now. You understand?
Right.
And that was ages ago. You understand? So that was one big experience there where I really started back then with the hip hop world.
I feel
you. That was a big experience, and it felt good to be part of that. You know, meeting artists that up to today, everybody listens to their music. I listen to their music, and
right.
remember, I travel a lot with music, and I'm not one to rate people. You know, I don't rate you as an artist. I rate you as a person if you are. You know,
right.
I have heard some bad ones. I have had some good ones. You know what I'm
right.
saying? My paycheck was always there, so I didn't complain. You understand?
There you go.
But
end of the day, that's what it's about, that dollar, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You're making that money, make sure you're making it legal, making it right. And
you
got to
get
that
thriller, you feel me?
Yeah, I marketed myself very early in my life, you understand, with the artists that I traveled with. And I started marketing
right.
myself. I did one gig. I liked it. The money was good. And next thing you know, I jumped on to the next and got all my corrected licenses and for the walk of the rest of the life that I was going to choose. I love it.
Right.
I love the walk. I'm still walking it now. You understand? I still have artists that call me and I walk with them. And I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I mean, the walk is amazing. It's great. Beautiful.
Right. I feel that. Well, Gaza Rick, I'm not going to hog up all the time because, you know, I'm one of them brothers that can talk all night. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You
right.
know, that's why they give me my own show.
You might invite me to your show one of these Tuesday nights.
Hey,
look at me. I'm promoting your show. Can you see that?
you're more than welcome to come chop it up. You want to kick it, whatever you want to call it, we can do that. You feel me? Come bullshit with me, Tiger Lee. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, I hear.
On the coast. And
Tiger,
7 o'clock.
Tiger Lee, Tiger Lee.
Right. All right, Rick, it's been a pleasure, my brother.
It was a pleasure speaking
right.
to you, sir.
Definitely, sir. Keep your head up.
All right.
Already, man.
Sure.
Energy, y'all. Hey, y'all, if y'all don't know who that was, man, that was Tiger Lee. Every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central, same number, same time, a whole different energy, man. Hey, yo, guys, I'm Rick. You ready to take this next call of callers? Do not hang up.
Yes, sir.
Stay right there. You heard? The number is 929-477-2425, y'all. Call that number if you're listening to the link right now. Get on the line. You could ask Gaza Rick anything you want that has to do with something that we were talking about tonight. Call us. Make sure you do not hang up. We still got time. Hey, yo, Gaza Rick, man, you ready to get this next call on? No.
Yes, sir. Next caller, next caller.
Let's go. Let's see. We never know who going to call in, man. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do? We here live with Gaza Rick. Who this? Who this?
Hello?
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 Who's this? You live on the radio with Flat Gaza and Gaza Rick on For the Record Radio.
Hello? It's Serena.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm from the Bronx.
Hey! First time caller. Oh, my baby's on the line. That's my daughter, the world. That's my daughter on the line. Wow, my daughter straight from New York. Hello.
Yo, what's the vibe, Serena? How
what's
you doing
on?
Tonight? Welcome to For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters your most.
I'm listening to you guys.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, if y'all don't know this energy right here, this is real family energy. Yeah, I mean real family energy. Yo, cousin, man, I'm so glad you made it here on the platform, man. This is what I do. I love doing what I'm doing, cousin. We do this shit 7 days a week. It's not just me. I got a whole team behind me that I respect. You feel me? Oh man, this is amazing. Fuck it, Serena. Get out of here.
My number one fan. My number one fan.
Oh man, they share the same face, y'all. Y'all don't even know.
Yeah.
For real.
I know, I look just like this man.
Not only the same face, but the same energy.
Same energy, like that, y'all. That's right. Hold on, her dad's a boss, and she's a boss. Man,
right.
This is what we raised around here. Hold on, I might have another boss in the building. Hold on, let me see if he's here. Let me see. Hey, yo, is there another boss in the building that fuck with the family?
Yeah, I know there's a boss.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know there's another boss in the building. Come on now. Y'all know the vibes. Y'all know the voice. Come on. This is a family reunion.
Who that? Who that?
For the record radio.
Who that?
Who
that? The fuck is that? Who that?
Y'all don't know now. Y'all know El Pollo Loco in the building. Huzzy, what's up? Little Josh, you here?
You can't just walk into my building without announcing yourself, dog.
Nah, what's up, guys? What's the word?
Security talk.
What's the word?
That's guys are approved. That's guys are approved. You can't walk nothing without no announcement.
Yo, blood family shakes over for real. For real, though.
Is that Pollo Loco?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's Pollo Loco on the line. That's what I'm talking about. You see, I got you. Hey, listen, I got to recognize everybody coming on my line. You see, there you go. It took me a second for a minute. I had to stop pacing because, you know, you just waltzed inside my building like that. You had to be family, so I had to just hold on for a second. Don't walk on my floor like that. What's up, nephew?
What's the word? What's going on? How's everybody going? I like it. What's the word?
Hey, yo, Serena's in the building, my nigga.
Yeah.
Serena, what's going on?
the building?
Yeah.
What other secret callers gonna walk into the building?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You find out.
I don't know who might call. This is for the record radio. This is where the independent artists. It's a family movement right now. We got Gaza Rick, DJ El Pollo Loco, and my little cousin Serena, y'all. This shit crazy. She not little no more. She a grown woman. This is fucking nuts. Yo, shout out. Yo, shout out to TT. Shout out to my mother, Titi Rosa. Yo, Titi Pela. Carajo. Auntie, Grandma, goddammit. Stop playing with me. This is family for real. This never happened, y'all. Callers, if you want to hang up, go ahead. I don't even give a fuck, man. We here with the family.
No, they're not going to hang up. My callers, hold on. It's a family reunion going on right now. Like you said, this never happened.
Yeah, shit.
Everybody
never.
calling in from the family, which is a good feeling.
So
I love it.
I'm gonna make this good right now. I got three questions. It's gonna be a question for each one of you guys. All right. I want y'all to be honest. I want y'all to be for the record. I want y'all to be uncut and uncensored. All right. So I'm gonna go with Serena first. My first question to you, Serena, is, you know, I got to put you on spot, cuz.
You could tell me to fuck off. You're an adult now.
Yeah. You can be real. Nah. So my first question to you is if you could change anything, one thing about the world, what would you change?
That's crazy.
Welcome to For the Record. I'm Fly Gaza.
I feel like that's a difficult question because when you have a positive, you need a negative. You need something to outweigh the other. So, you know, that's a difficult question because if I say I want everything to be calm, I don't want any more war, I want everybody to get along without... with peace comes conflict. So that's a tough question. I think I would have to just hope everybody's fed and everybody got a roof over their heads.
I think that was a great answer, though. Amazing.
Yeah,
it
was. Yeah, that was great.
Real talk. That's a real answer. Dropping gems already. El Pollo Loco, I got a question for you.
Throw it.
All right, my question to DJ El Pollo Loco is, if you have 8 apples and I eat 2.5 apples, but Gaza Rick gives you 3 apples, how many apples do you have?
Oh, nigga, that's 88.74625 apples, nigga.
My question to you is, man, with everything that you have accomplished, whether you were in New York, whether you was in Guyana, Jamaica, Cuba, all these places you've been up, man, you done ran up that passport ticket, many stamps. Where would you want to see that?
I just set out for us to renew my new one.
Oh, so it's time to run it up. Where do you see yourself going next around the world, Gaza Rick? Because apparently you know what I mean? You're about to do major things.
Wow. Right now I'm working on some things. I'm checking out a couple of things. And I see myself taking that spin again around the world.
Mm.
You understand? I see myself taking that second spin. Some places I've been there 5-6 times. but I see myself going around the world again, spinning around. And it's a great feeling, let me tell you. It's what I do. It's what I do.
Man.
Did I answer your question?
This cat right here.
Me, Diane?
Yeah, definitely.
Speak no more. Because I'm about.
All of y'all did a great job.
Yeah. Because once they free up the world, boss, they're going to free up the world. They have no choice but to free
over.
Up the world.
Game over.
That's
right.
Game over.
For real. They don't even have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
But before anything, callers, do not hang up. Callers, stay right there. We're going to get to you. We got 15 minutes. Serena, do you have any shout-outs you want to give anybody while we're here before I let you go?
Nah, just shout-out to family. Shout-out to you guys. Especially shout-out to my father.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Baby, yo, cuz,
give me
you,
a shout.
Thank you. I respect you.
I love y'all.
I love you too, baby.
We love you.
Thank you for tuning in. For your local.
J-Dub, but y'all don't know.
I love you too, man. I love you too,
thank
more.
Thank you for tuning in.
You already know. I'm here supporting all day.
Man, it's a family affair, G.
Yo, shout out to the flat earth. I want to give a shout out to the flat earth. We live on a flat earth. Fuck what y'all niggas
think. To the flat earth? That's a different show.
That's a whole different show.
Tune in back next Monday. We'll talk about the flat world.
Yeah, that's a fact. Hey, yo, man. Yo, for your local, you got any shout outs you want to give before I let you go here?
First and foremost, I want to give a big shout-out to God, you know, the high power, because without him, none of this would be possible, you know. We all blessed, 10 toes on the ground, we can't complain. You know, that's first and foremost. You know, shout-out to you guys. Shout-out to you, Uncle Rick, Yo Godson, Serena. Shout-out to y'all family. For the Records Radio, man. If y'all don't know, now y'all know. Y'all either tuned in or you're tuned out. And if y'all don't know, my name is DJ Opoyo Loco. I am one of the first original Mind Stars. So shout-out to everybody that's still rocking with us. From day one, we still pumping this, we still doing this. And God, just keep doing your thing. Uncle Rick, keep securing these niggas, because, you know, you like to terminate out this bitch. People don't really know how you move out there.
They don't really know you're a powerful sword, nigga.
But I don't know my uncle, like, yeah, that nigga like Thor. That nigga move shit, bro.
Man.
Believe that. He a good dude.
Real shit, y'all.
Thank you, man.
Definitely.
Good. We have callers that really know you and come out and speak, you know, on your behalf. You know, that's good. It's a good feeling. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
You already know.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, callers, do not hang up. We're going to come back after this song right here. I got to play this shit. This is my man, Semi Sayonara shit. This is called Garden of Eden. Go check it out right now. It's on all major platforms. YouTube video is fucking crazy. Yo, shout out to everybody doing their thing. Hey, yo, guys, and Rick, listen to this shit, though.
But.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it do, niggas. My name been solidified. I know that. I'm from a place where you ride out, the real bet. I sign niggas like a timeout. Let me find out, money what you grind about. Strong, move quiet, I'm low-key like a hideout. Shout out to my management, haters can't stand this shit. Now I'm on wax, no candlestick. It's go time, my life be on green. Exclusive Jordans on, you niggas ain't got D's. I'm grown, you better go play with your PlayStation. Your boy been sick, no doc, y'all need patience. Critics never leave, they love on my hate cases. So me, I'm all in my bag, like vacation.
Nigga. Y'all don't even understand, though. I'm just playing around with y'all niggas.
Hey, K, I can't take these niggas seriously.
For real, though.
Let me say it in advance. Back me off my hustle, never, you ain't got the chance. Success been a mission, losing not the plan. Miss me with the bull, you on ball, you in the stand. Your love really real, so shout out to my fans. My engineer beast, shout out to my man. All high notes, that mean I'm out for fans. So even in the dark, my neck bright like a lamp.
My name sit beside, but you call me the champ. I'm great, I do everything that you can. Brand new Jordans, brand new fitted on. Jews on gorgeous, y'all haters get shitted on.
I keep telling y'all though, they don't hear me. Y'all still don't get the fucking picture. Wifey said snap though.
I dropped three back to back, now they riding away. Playing field, that's the land of the brave. I'm a leader, not a follower, I master the maze. I'm in my zone getting blown, pounding the haze. Everybody got a book, but I ain't changing the page. Like a storm on the beach, I'm changing the wave. I got money in my vision, haters not in the frame. You should slow down on your speed, cause you not in my lane. My uncle DJ, my cousin rapping, running my veins. M.O.B. fuck a hater like I'm running a train. Hate come with the love, that's just one of them things. So I gotta keep a gun in the jeans, know what I mean?
Told y'all niggas. Gasoline season all year on y'all fuck niggas. Don't hop on the wave once we start cruising.
Not at all.
Yeah. We made us entertainment. You know the motherfucking vibes. Tune in or you tuned out. Callers, do not hang up. We're going to get to y'all right now. We here with Gaza Rick. Yo, Gaza Rick, what you thought about that Semi Sayonara?
Oh, man, it was great. That was awesome, bro. You play a lot of awesome. I'd be tuned in all the time, and I'd be listening. Like I tell you, I listen to a lot of people's stuff, but I tune into you a lot, and not because you're family, but I like what you're doing for the independent artists, and I like a lot of the music that you put out for these independent artists. I mean, they sound real good. They're good, you know, and I pray for them to make it out there in the world.
Man, so you was feeling that Semi Sayonara just now? Yo, Gio, you got to go see the video, man. You got to see the video.
Yeah,
okay. That shit crazy.
All right.
Matter of fact.
You know what's bad that I have heard? Gaza Kush. That song is awesome.
You heard Gaza Kush?
That is awesome. Gaza Kush. I heard Gaza Kush. I heard Gaza Kush, and I was like, what? Where'd that come from? It was hot. I've been wanting to call you and talk to you about it, because that Gaza Kush is off the hook. Off the hook.
Yo, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, man.
I mean, I've heard a lot of you have a lot of good music that I have heard, but that one right there, that really kicked the Gaza, dog. That was what you would call an original Gaza right there, dog. That shit was high. I was standing strong, my back straight back, like, yeah. Gaza Kush, that song like that's awesome.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Shout out to King.
It wasn't that kind of, you know, like it was Gaza Kush smoke. It was, the song was awesome, bro. It was awesome.
Appreciate that.
I don't know if you produced that or somebody else produced it for you, but it's awesome. It's awesome.
Man, salute. I'm humbled. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yo, you ready to get to this next caller? It might be somebody you might have heard his music just now. You might have just heard it. Yo, Semi Sayonara, you in the building?
Hey, you.
Hey, yo, guys, I'm Rick. That's our man, Semi.
All right,
what's
Semi,
up,
Semi, what's going on? All right, I'm chilling, man.
Yo, respect, Flock, guys. Respect, my guy. You already know the fucking vibes. All right, what's not said is already understood, bro.
Mm-hmm. Man, that song you got there is amazing, man. I like it. It's hot.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. That was a little outside my comfort lane of what I'm used to doing. But I wanted to bring the feeling of the city and hip hop back to that one.
Right. You see, we sometimes got to take it back to that slow hip hop. You know, kind of making an understanding. You know, of what it is that you're putting out there. A lot of artists that'll put something together where you just go along with it, but you don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, I'm a little different with my craft. If it don't make sense, I have managers that ask flock guys to know. I don't even bring shit to their attention if I don't feel like it's dope to me. You know, at the end of the day, I'm trying to bring back the old school hip hop that we all grew up on before all this watered down shit. Now, no disrespect to the younger generation. I salute everybody doing it, but my generation a little different. We come from Big Daddy Kane, and you know that was the foundation right there for us. You know, he started the metaphor game, if you want to get technical. You know. So, you know, that's all it is, but Garden of Eden was just that, man. It was just trying to bring a good feeling back to everybody.
Yeah, but it did. It did. I mean, for those who haven't heard it yet, when they hear it, they should
be able to tap into that video. Y'all got to tap into the video. The visual is a whole different thing,
video,
man. Like I said,
the video, fire.
That's what Flock was telling me.
Yeah, man.
If you think that's fire, you got to check out the video.
Yo, shout out to Flock Geyser, because no cap outside of my management, that's the one person who showed me I really do got to do more visuals. And that's just pretty much what it's been. I'm on the second video off the album. So I got the second one coming this Friday. Y'all can find that everywhere. It's called Name in the Books. That shit is a whole movement. I'm telling y'all, this whole album moves.
All right. What are you talking about? But I really got to check out that.
Guys are Rick.
Yeah, I definitely got to check out that video. Probably after the show, that'll be the first thing I'll do, turn around and check out the video, you know.
When you see the video,
you already know.
All right, Flock, he got me already. He said he got me. That's what I like. Quick work. There you go.
No, he don't got you. We got nothing.
We got us for the record.
Yeah,
shit, though, man.
That's why now you talk your shit.
Man, you already know, man. Yo, Semi, let guys of Rick know what you do here every Thursday.
Oh, absolutely, man. Every Thursday, 9 p.m., same number, same time, just Thursdays.
Wow.
I have a show called Backwoods TV. They just give you kind of background. I interview independent artists, and I interview black business owners as well. Like, I give everybody a chance to promote their brand. I've had over 20 business guests on there, and probably about 50 artists.
Wow.
You know, my shows are usually a little different. I do like 5 or 6 people on each show.
Okay.
Major facts.
You know.
I already got to tune in on Monday. I'm tuning in on Tuesday. And now I'm tuning in on Thursday.
You got Thursday. Fact. Oh,
man.
You got show 7 days a week.
That's what I'm talking about.
For the record, Backwoods TV, I already know the fucking vibes. Flock guys and my nigga, you already know. We about to keep taking over. It's just what it is. It's destined to happen.
It's a Gaza thing.
They don't even know. Yeah. With that being
that's
said,
that's what Gaza does. Gaza takes over. Gaza's just not a name.
One way or another. And for real, they don't get it, G. They don't get it, Gaza Rick. With that being said, there's only one way.
I see his deep with the name, bro.
that's
a generation thing, bro.
That's right. Gaza approved. Boom.
Approved. You heard? No, man.
Hey, no, man.
There's only one way.
On another note, I got both guys on the phone. I want to take a time out before I slide out or whatever and give a big shout-out to my boy Flock Geyser, because for real, this man working, he helping us put our shit together. He giving us the motivation to keep our shit going. He in our inboxes when he know we not feeling up to it or feeling some tight way or just down in general. This is a genuine motherfucking person. So for everybody out there listening, y'all need to tap in and stay more in tune with Fly Guys because, yo, for real, he doing something special. Don't talk to me about, oh, yo, you got the greatest show I heard. Nah, fuck that. That comes from Flock Guys and Molding. So y'all make sure y'all pay homage and start tapping the fuck in. And that's for the record, like, for real, like, y'all tap in with this man and keep rocking with him because, honestly, half the time when I'm in the, you know, my spirits ain't the greatest to do my shows, that man right there, like, yo, you got this, G. So y'all make sure y'all show some fucking love. If not, my pull-up game on y'all is very official. I will pull up on you.
Bop, 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 bop.
I was born and raised in them staircases. I hustle hard in them staircases. Never caught a case, the cops had a chase. Never see my face, cause I move around without a sound. Ask you where I'm from. Yeah, that boogie down. Ain't no time telling when you start sweating and your name's mentioned. This is for the record, that got the cush. No half step, if you don't bother me, I stay repping, I'm hood to hood. Block to block, fly guys and I never stop. From the bottom, but I'm on the top. That got the cush, my people watch. Who's talking, that got the cush?
Radio when we in the building, right. We on 7 days a week, help me catch a feeling, you can get to know us, we over here building, smoking God's a kush, bruh, that's the way you live in the control room, 6 p.m. Wednesday, that's West Coast time, so pimp bring a feeling, throw a back wood, you know we steady smoking good, when I'm in my old school, I'm gripping on the wood, 412, and you know we bumping God's a kush. Presidential 43, call it Mr. Bruce.
That's right.
You ain't smoking God's a kush, you ain't smoking good.
Bullshit.
The best newest strand out, get you some.
Yeah.
The plug in the triggers growing on the northwest. Seattle, see it with your chest. We got some good growers,
nah.
We got the best.
THC
low, 50%, nothing less.
Right.
So when you take a pull, it's hard to keep it in your chest. Even a true smoker couldn't keep it in his chest. It's an instant high and it's bringing good vibes. Smoking like a chief, I'm coming with that king tribe. Meditation with the urban, then you make your move. Next move, best move, you always keep it smooth. Puff pass, nigga, this will be that good shit. The one and true kush, I am him, I am less. So you getting high, oh, you could believe it. Gaza Kush tour coming, I could see that. So you getting high, oh, you could believe it. Gaza Kush tour coming, I could see that. Let's get it, nigga. Gaza Kush coming to a weed store near you. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My shit right here.
Gaza Kush, come on.
Come on, man. You already know that Slot Gaza featuring King Kush, Money Gaza Kush. You already know, man. We here. Tune in or you tuned out. 929-477-2425.
Hey, yo. My dude.
Yo.
I need that before I hit the store and autograph.
Hold on.
I
want to
have the first.
Hold on.
I want to have the first one.
Oh shit! You're gonna have to ask King Kush Money yourself. Hey, yo, King Kush Money, you heard that?
What? Real talk, man. I'm hearing the support, man. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate the love and the support. Real talk, man.
Yeah.
Man, y'all stay tuned for that. Not just the songs, everything is coming, man.
They had them on
film,
they're
going to
go.
Yeah,
exactly. But did you hear what I said?
Appreciate you, man.
What I'm asking for, this is Gaza Rick. I'm asking for the first one autographed before he even hit the store. That's what I'm asking for.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's all I
never ask for anything. But that one right there, I need that first copy as soon as it comes out the printer. The minute you open it up, that first one you pull out that you put your hands on, I need that one autographed and sent to me.
We got to do it, D. There's no contesting that, Chris. No contesting that.
Because that one right there is going to be the beginning. Like I said, you guys going to need security. You understand? That's my thing. I always say that. You're going to need security. That song right there is going to hit the map. When I tell you it's going to hit the map, it's going to hit all four corners of the world. Yeah, I tell you that. You understand? Especially when you get it from a person like me, that I really don't rate nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I really don't. Especially because I've never been anybody's fan. You understand? I walked with you, I walked with you. If I didn't walk with you, I didn't walk with you. It's a lot of people that I don't know their names because they never cared to know mine. You understand what I'm saying? But forget that. Going back to that album, I need that copy and I need it autographed.
It's done. You feel me?
I would love for that to happen. That'll mean a whole lot to me.
I got you. Signed, sealed, and
delivered. Yeah, we got you, man. Let's get it, man. Appreciate that love and support.
For real. I felt that.
And, Kush, you know, it's been a long, long road, bro.
Word. Definitely, man. Yeah.
Long road.
One destination, man.
Huh?
What's up? I said, yeah, man. One destination, man. To rule the game, man, and just bring change and bring better things.
You don't know that we're gonna walk together one day. You know that, right? Because of that song, we're gonna end up walking together. And we're going to laugh about it, and you're going to say, damn, you did say that in an interview you had on the radio before the record. We were going to walk together one day. Look, we're going to walk.
Wow.
Right behind that song right there, you're going to need security. You're going to need my services. Did I just sell myself?
Hey, well, you already family, man, so you already know, man, and you already know what's going on, so, hey, man, come on. Let's feed our family and keep our family intact. What's up?
My tactic has always been sell. No. I was just joking. But yeah, man, we gotta keep it alive. That's why, you know, what Flock Gaza's doing there, man, everybody's loving it. You know, I pour my heart out to him. He came a long way doing what he's doing, you know. You can't really put words together to say, hey, but to say, hey, the world appreciates you. You understand what I'm saying? The world of the real game out there in the street. You understand? Of hip hop and R&B, and I mean, I got that love for you guys. You know that are still keeping young spirits up. You understand? Because that's what it is. It's keeping their spirits up. You understand? I mean, people kill themselves over this because they try to write music and nobody's looking at them. They think they're garbage and they're not garbage. It's just that, you know, it's different. You know, you might give your cassette to somebody, your CD or however, you know, is being done right now, whether it's on online and you send your stuff out. and people don't acknowledge you, and they don't, you know, you don't get no recognition for it, and you've got family and friends that say, oh, man, he's going to be stuck in that room all day. You understand? He don't come out. He don't do anything. But, like, I don't know, a flock is holding me back about talking about the boss, the world boss. But let me tell you, he's a big, big part of a lot of the things that I know. You understand what I'm saying? That the walk, the importance. And guys like you, I've seen it. Guys like you guys that call in, and I've seen it before, and it's sad. But once certain people make it, they don't want other people tell, you know, on their tail, because now they worked hard to promote themselves and get up there. So you see the way I worked hard and got up to where I'm at, that's what they want you to look at. You understand me? Because once you start stepping on their coattail and you become a little too heavy, they cut you off. Well, they don't even think about you. You understand what I'm saying? And it's sad. It's not every artist. It's certain artists that do that. And I don't have time. And sad to say that a lot of times the music you gave them be the greatest hit that they ever had. You understand? Because a lot of you guys got good music and you store it and you store it and you store it and you store it and it becomes a storage bin. And then you think it's too old. You think you want to bring something new. No, go back to that old batch you have, because nobody ever heard that. And that shit was a hit back then, and that's what's playing now. Grab it. Play it. Send it out. Tweak it. Do whatever you got to do. Do a video to it. You understand? Because right now everything is videos, you know. If you see when artists are performing, everybody has their phones up. Everybody's taking pictures of themselves and videotaping themselves. They're not videotaping the artist. They're videotaping themselves and singing the song of the artist. You understand what I'm saying? Very, very small clips come out of the artist nowadays. Now with all this new technology with the stick, you know, the picture stick, and everybody's videotaping themselves dancing to the artist's song. So, yeah, a lot of videos need to be posted so people can see who you are, you know, when they're hearing the words of your music, you know. So, you know,
ain't that crazy?
Got to get those videos.
Yeah. Times have changed so much right now. Like, you don't really need a record label like it was back in the day.
Right. Now you put your stuff on Instagram, on TikTok, and you make money off of that. And before you know it, you get got. People start picking you up. You become your own artist. People start hiring you. Yo, come and perform that song. Come and do this. You know, it's funny that if you want to call it cutthroat, but the game has always been, from the very beginning, a cutthroat game. You understand? It's always, music has always been a cutthroat game. And it's just business. That's all it is. It's just business. You know, you can have the greatest song, and somebody wants that, and they want it, and keep raising up the bid, they'll find a way to get it from you, or something similar to it, and put it out before you even put it out. Just as I always say, if you got something, man, put it out there. Give it a try. You understand? Put it out there, you know, especially when you got people like myself and other OGs. You got Tiger Lee. You have Kool Herc. Let me tell you, Kool Herc, the work of Kool Herc was funny, because Kool Herc partied with everybody. He partied with the Jamaicans. He partied with hip-hop R&B. He went to everybody's party and was always walking in. And him and I always, you know, looked at each other and was like, man, this shit's crazy. And you got 5,000 people in this damn club. You understand? And I always had respect for him, because he was doing the same thing you guys are doing now back in the days. You understand? The only thing is, all this technology wasn't out back in the days. But he would do the footwork.
Right.
He would do the footwork and make sure it could be let me tell you, it could be the easiest place. He would walk in there if there was a show where they were rapping on a stage or something, and he'll come in and he'll spot these guys. You understand? And he'll let them know the reality of the game. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for Kool Herc. You know, so I want to, if anybody's on the line or he's here or whatever, I'd like to big him up. You understand? Because he's a top dog in that game.
Big shout out. Big up to DJ Kool Herc. For real. So, guys, with Rick. Hey, yo, King Kush Money, you still there?
Soaking in everything, yes, sir.
Oh, I thought, okay. I thought you got stuck with that guy's a Kush.
I thought he stuck.
Hey, yo, King Kush Money, up, man. Let guys of Rick know about your show every Wednesday here on For the Record Radio.
Oh, man, I know if you know about the Control Room, man. Oh, man. One of the dopest shows on For the Record Radio. First off, Flock Guy's a got the dopest show. He's the dopest motherfucker on For the Record Radio. He be behind the ones and twos. The shit be so smooth. He know when to come in, when to drop the beat. This guy has a, that's a talent. It's a talent. When you know when to pull in, like, you know, and just make everything so smooth. So salute the Flock Guys. King Kush Money every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Right here on For the Record Radio, we got the Control Room, where you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. You know, we have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists, such as my guy Flock Guys on King Kush. So if y'all want to hear that Guys of Kush, all you got to do is request, like my brother Gaza did, request it. 929-477-2425. That's the number. Just request it, man, and we can play it. It's going places. It's going places. I mean, we're going to have weed. We're going to have mugs. We're going to have T-shirts, panties, boxer shorts, everything. We're going to be promoting. We're going to have a tour. I'm telling you right now. I'm getting chills. And bumps.
That's
right going to
be one big box
arm.
You're going to have to mail me. That's one big box, Kush. Jesus, all right.
Hey,
I'm going to have to give you that UPS address.
I'm trying to get guys.
I only asked for a autographed, you know, record, but Jesus, you want to send me panties
now we
gotta too? Hey.
The ashtray. Hell yeah, we're going to send you all that.
I'm serious. Hey, for real, it's going to be bigger than Gucci. So let's get it, man.
There you go.
For real.
I'm telling you, I say one thing. I travel a lot. So people who have designer clothes and stuff like that want to promote, you understand? I've done it in the past. You know, my thing is not security uniform everywhere I go. You understand? I wear plain clothes, hats. You understand? So if anything, you can get in contact with Flock Gaza. And he'll get in contact with me so we could do, you understand what I'm saying? I'll promote your hoodies, your shirts, whatever. I'm on stage a lot.
Everywhere you go.
I travel around the Caribbean and stuff like that with artists. If you want, I can send them sizes. And if you want these artists to wear your clothing, just hit up Flock Gaza, and he'll hit me up, and we'll make whatever
arrangements.
You understand what I'm saying? So I go around promoting your clothing, women. You can send whatever you want, women, men. I do it all. You understand? So we can work it out, and I could go out there, shoes, whatever it is, whatever you have to promote. Like I say, I'm on a lot of stages, a lot of people I walk by. A lot of people ask me the clothes that I'm wearing. Yo, where did you get that jacket? I do different shows. I do Latin shows. I do reggae shows, dance hall shows. You understand where I'm traveling a lot. So any promotions that, you know, anyone that's listening to have, Flock Guys is the man to call. And like I said, I'm always out there. People always asking me, I travel with the Caribbean a lot, so when I go to the Spanish place or some other places to work and I'm wearing their clothing, people say, yo, man, that shit is nice. Where you get that from? You know?
And there you go.
My boy, a designer, here's his number, here's his car, here's his Instagram or whatever. Take care of that, because that's what I do. You know, I travel around with different hats. My thing is my Yankee hat, my fitted, my snap-on. You know, my snap-ons. My son is another follower of that, of the snap-on hats and sweaters. It'd be 103 degrees out here in Florida, and my man is wearing a hoodie just to promote what Daddy just went. And got him in the store. He wanted printed on his shirt.
Man.
He wanted a hoodie. And I'll be in a wife beater, some chancletas, flip-flops, with my shorts. And my man's walking around with this thick-ass hoodie at 103 degrees, talking about, I don't feel hot. You understand what I'm saying?
Man.
So, yeah, I'll...
Yo,
I'll...
Man.
Yes, sir.
Got the wreck. So check this out. We got 9 minutes left, and I usually do this to a lot of artists, but I think you may know this song, all right? Let me know if you know this song right here.
You gotta play. Yeah, I wanna give a big up to Notch, another artist that I travel with. He's the one I'm currently walking with. You know, he's a big inspiration in my life also. You understand? So I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Big up to my cousin Notch. You know the vibes, man. We here. You either tuned in or you tuned out. Yo, when me and my brother Focus made this song, Just Bounce, yo, Gaza Rick was right there.
Turn up my mic. You know this is Chase, Bellevue, AT, Santa. We present to you, Blocko and Focus, yeah.
The things in my head is fucked up. When you gotta move ahead and the rest is fucked up by incidents. You was bent without a sense. At the club you seen the sweat. Acting thug trying to pick your shorty up. Did it fast, did it slow. Fuck the reg, fuck the drove. Whichever way go. Little women got a hoe. Really, cause I really know. Hoes, bitches, same clothes. Feel me, cause I know you know. Puerto Rican, sick with flow. Did it back and got it crunk. Off and it's a fucking trunk. Smelling this a fucking song. Fix it up with the top. Girls love to call me fly. Always tell them to stop. Cause I know two spots. Up, down, downtown. If not, do the spot. Take me to the movie spot. To the baby coochie pop. You will never, never stop. You would say fuck me till my belly pop. In the crib or in the drop. While we down in the hip hop. Yeah. If you're feeling the bass up in your chest, just bounce. This is the way it goes down, no doubt. For safe to run to hood and block the shot. Yeah, it goes down. If you're feeling the bass up in your chest, you get it grooving and popping and moving to get an option. Party like a rock star, totally dude, I rock hard. If you act up, I push you in your pop car. I'm tired of talking from state to hood, hood to block, I'm broken. From shot to shot, no token, delivery important. Landing successful, vocals launching in your vessels. Feeling mental, just pick up a pencil. Won't you really write what you listen and comprehend to? You tripping, gun, no clipping. Heading to the store of the stern, start stripping. My mind flipping, get money to buy tickets. Go across state to meet these fly bitches. One call away to meet my fly bitches. I ain't tryna burn bridges, I'm tryna bounce, so listen. If you're feeling the bass up in your chest, just bounce. This is the way it goes down, no doubt. From state to hood to block, from shop to shop, it goes down. If you're feeling the bass up in your chest, just bounce. This is the way it goes down, no doubt. Get it crumb, move to shaking in the club, stay to the hood, hood to the block, focus, lock on niggas, huh? From Allenton to White Plains down to Bronx River, acts who spit fire, no way to live. UPS, you ship it in, oh my god, we did it again. Kingston to the Bronx, put your lights on, huh? From my hood to your block and all over the world, if you feeling the face, go and snatch it, girl. If you feeling the face, up in your chest, just bounce. This is the way it goes down, no doubt. From state to hood, block, from shop, it goes down. If you're feeling the bass up in your chest, just
my focus. I told y'all motherfuckers 2007, not yet. Matter of fact, 2008, we gon' run the world. We gon' go to Jamaica, New York. This is our town. This is our year, motherfuckers.
Bop, yeah, this is our year.
Yo,
this is our year.
Throwback. 2021 is our year. Yo,
but,
man.
Yo, you know what year is going to be the banging year? 2022 is going to be the banging year.
Yeah, a lot of people are putting in a lot of work.
Yeah, man.
That's a fact, though. So, man, we got 5 minutes to the end of the show. What I want to do is thank you for showing up today, Gaza Rick, and dropping gems on people. It was a family affair. I want to shout out my cousins who called in. That's some real-ass shit.
That was unexpected.
That's much love. That shit was fly, Gaza approved. Shout out to everybody doing their motherfucking thing, man. And, man, Dio, sky's the limit. You know what
Gaza,
I mean?
Gaza to the world. Gaza to the world.
To the world. To the world.
Gaza to the world.
You feel me?
The world boss.
World boss.
And free he's coming home. You understand?
Real shit.
You?
So, man, before we get out of here, I want you to drop one more gem for anyone who's listening out there. Give them something positive to go home with tonight.
Man, something positive I can say is, man, pray to God every day. You know, pray. Man, we could use a lot of prayer in the world. And a good thing, man. It just keep doing what they're doing. Just watch what you're doing. Make sure you're doing it right. Make sure who you're walking with is the right people you're walking with. You understand? Because it creates a lot of damage in your walk. You understand? Not that it'll stop your destiny. Your destiny is your destiny. But just man, pray and do your thing, man. It's like I said. There's a lot of good people out there. A lot of good people out there. They just got to keep them in prayer. That's it.
Amen. Amen, man. Yo, guys, Rick, I love you, my nigga. I'm going to tap in with you right after the show. You know the vibes. For everybody who called in, everybody who's listening, stay in tune, man. For the Record Radio is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Flock Gaza, and we signing off. Yo, Gaza, Rick, Gaza, me shit. Flock Gaza, you already know the fucking vibes. Gaza for life, free the world, boss. And there's only one way to end this, man. Yeah, you want to give any shout-outs?
Gaza approved.
Yo, that's all we got to say. Let's get back to the music. Free the world,
be
boss.
Out. Bye.
Put it down. Yeah, the whole of it. Me know what you want me done. You get a youth, them a try stuff for food. You know see a bag of people a suffer now. Me know they want that. Also come ever hard. Hard enough for dirty, me see clean. Yeah, me pray for that. Girl a call, girl a text me a love letter me a. Go get a me a. Change place a me go. Link up, sing around a Christian pen. Love God, but me don't have no Christian friend. Money chatty for na that, me no response them. Give me the girl and the money, keep me 6 months them. When they see me and my brother, we are the big man them. My parents have money, me no lean on them. Cause to feel me own, every dog get your own. Yeah, we stand alone, but they don't get the tune. Check out every weight. Work hard, play hard. Every day. Little regarding me, I'm going for a worrying. Anyone me see it, you are just come and see. Be myself, man, a gear, so man never seen. You see, do
me not impress the man, no man, no man, no man, no man. 10,000 volts, a Gucci bulk of run. Plug in Versace jeans to full power. Charge up me ring, me chain, me shoes covered. Pop champagne like me go. Girl, I jump in through the window. Every bill I get beat, oh, them more than they know the girl, them we know. We have a shock magneto. Lock me sissy like me, no. We have a shock magneto. Lock me sissy like me, no. Tell up on the line, set the free throw, yeah. Looking at my eyes, it's the real snow, yeah. Ooh, some can't set the G-crown when. Me know you hear the thunder from the real cloud. Get your umbrella, get your raincoat. Look at the little valve on the radio. IG, FB, Twitter for your Snapchat. That's your YouTube, number one trending. Yard man, so we stay up in the street. Fully make the money, you feel up a beer day. So me, you come in from where every day I be a tear. Walk on, on your stay. Me no move just, but my bank book I get weird, weird. Weird. Future fit the fittest, like the kids in other cities. Come for run the business, if you hungry, me no business, me out. One time every ex will reach out, yeah. Pick up every girl where they have been through, yeah. Pull me a hot girl, scheme round deck. This ill 60, that is a no-no. Warrior no boy can't close out. Help you, be sure, we no run joke. Marijuana me a swim, me build the brain food. Grey goose, feed the grapefruit, now my grey suit. See a school, too smart, see me play a fool. Addy a the king, me now follow the rule. Black five of the guys, a capital one. Daddy, sing a day of God, that a be a root. How me get so high, me a feet, that a spare suit. How me go so hard, me clocks, and no break suit. Nearly 20 years, and me still not tell news. And be youth, them a superstar, what a spare suit.
Pop champagne like me goes. Girl, I jump in through the window. Every bill I get beat, oh, them more than the know the girl, them we know. We have a shock magneto. Lock me sissy like me, no. We have a shock magneto. Lock me sissy